what we found was extremely worrying. Some of the negative carbon emissions Clean Air is buying seem to be purchased from shady companies whose ownership and even existence is uncertain. Some of these companies even seem to be owned by Clean Air's founder and CEO.
So just to be clear, you're saying that Clean Air is taking people's money for these carbon negative surcharges and is then just keeping the money and not actually buying the negative emissions that it claims to be?
Clean Air is buying some negative emissions, but it doesn't seem to be buying anything like enough of them. Or to put it another way, it's selling the same negative emission to multiple passengers.
So what evidence do you have for this?
We looked at Clean Air's accounts, and from that, we were able to model how many tons of negative carbon the airline was selling each quarter. We compared that with activity on carbon exchanges and with Clean Air's carbon balance sheets. And the figures simply didn't tally. It's always been a mystery how Clean Air could offer negative emissions at such low prices. We think it's been cooking the books.
Now, the company's released a statement this morning in response to the release of your report last night, denying any foul play and saying that any discrepancy that's there is due to unintended accounting errors.
It's pathetic. They're just blaming their auditors.
Well, they're saying they're going to have their carbon accounts re-audited for the past 2 years, and if any shortfall is found, they say they'll buy additional negative emissions to make up the difference. Isn't that the right thing for them to do?
They're only doing this at all because we've exposed what they were doing. We demand full transparency. This was a scam. They were exploiting their customers' sense of climate guilt to make more money.